fellow humans. Suddenly, with no warning, a great metaphorical object appeared in orbit around Earth. Nobody knew where it came from. Nobody knew what it was made of. Nobody knew what was inside of it. But everybody knew it was there. You could see it with your naked eyes. People freaked out. It's aliens. It's the Americans, the Russians, the Chinese, the Illuminati. The object continued to orbit without sending any signals. Then came the questions. Is it dangerous? Is it good? What do we do with it? Humans gave it a name, GMO. It appeared harmless. Then things started to happen, at first sporadically, then more frequently. Average temperatures started to climb. Extreme weather happened more often. Rich humans got even richer, and poor humans got even poorer. A good life became a luxury. Species continued to go extinct at a faster pace. Debt continued to go up faster. More and more resources were being excavated. Yet nobody made a connection to GMO. GMO was impenetrable to any scientific probes. It could not be scanned, it could not be questioned. Then one day, GMO positioned itself above a very rich country and changed to a synchronous orbit, which meant it moved at the same speed with Earth's rotation, making it appear stationary in the sky. Panic erupted not just in the rich country, but everywhere. Countries imposed tariffs, wars intensified, the rich got even richer, democracy got weaker, the powerful got even more powerful. People started to blame GMO and asked the government to fix the problem. Get rid of it, they said. Its big shadow made people depressed. It was too dark and lasted for too long. It required too much energy to keep lights on and the economy running. Then some people raised some flags saying, guys, look at the name of the thing. It's a metaphorical object. It's not real, it's a metaphor for something else. Others replied, what do you mean? It's real, I see it. There's nothing else. Who cares about the name? I blame the immigrants, said somebody. They caused too much instability to our economy. That's why the object appeared, to tell us to fix the immigration issue. I blame population growth, said somebody else. Too many people in poor countries are being born. They take up too much of the planet's resources. That's why we are in a crisis. I blame people on welfare, said somebody else. They don't do anything, and they just take the resources of the country. The whole system is going to implode because of them. Others said, maybe Earth itself created the object like a cyst in reaction to what we are doing to the planet. Maybe Mother Earth is sick and wants us to take care of her. Others said, maybe it is our way of life, our economic system that created the object in orbit. Maybe the causality works the other way. Maybe if we changed our system, we will make the object disappear or make it harmless. I have an idea, said somebody. Live simply, reject excessive wealth, protect life. I like it, said many people. But what do you mean by simply? What do you mean by excessive wealth? And which life? Simple as in rural Africa simple? Or simpler as in New York working class simple? Excessive wealth as having $5 million or having $5 billion? Protect life as in your immediate family only? Or all forms of life? Then poof, GMO disappeared. Whoa, people said. That's all it took? Just asking the right questions? Yeah, I think so, someone said. So what are the right questions? I think, someone said, some of the most important questions we can ask are, why is our economic system organized like it is? Why is our economic system not working for everyone? Can we organize our economy in a different way? Maybe we need a single idea. A single metaphorical object to focus ourselves as a collective on the most fundamental issues, which are the way our economy is designed to work and why we cannot keep the system. This is what this story has been about. The metaphorical object in orbit highlighted our differences and also our common nature. Our understanding of the meaning of life, of how we are supposed to live our lives, how we are supposed to cooperate with each other, depends on many factors. The culture we are born in, the values we acquire as adults, our expectations from society, and how society affects us. These wide ranges of beliefs make us support one ideology or another. When we think about our common nature, we remember that the most fundamental needs for life are universal, such as food, shelter, water, care, and health. The tensions between differences and commonalities have become more intense because our economic system is not designed to seek balance, but rather seek its own expansion with no regard to its outcomes and alleged purpose. Is the economy not supposed to serve the needs of all humans? Yes, it is. Clearly, it has failed in its purpose. What do you think this metaphorical object actually is? Thank you for watching. If you can, please support me on Patreon or Ko-fi so I can pay my bills. Increase the peace. This system would properly replace capitalism. Let us call it the economy for life. Economic growth cannot remain the core objective.